Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Pat. We are part of North Coast Food Web, working to build healthy communities in our region through food and agriculture.
Today on Food Talk, we are talking about 4-H and the county fairs. Clatsop County Fair just finished, and there's a couple more coming up very soon. And joining us today are Bailey McSwain and her mom, Melissa, who have just got back. Very kindly came in this morning after a long week at County Fair. Welcome so much.
Thank you.
It's great to have you guys here with us today. We always like to start just hearing a little bit about our visitors and what brought you to the North Coast, or in your case, I think, raised here.
Yep, born
so and tell raised. Us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been here, you know, all my life. My parents, my grandparents, they raised us all here. Love to participate in the fair. And
yeah.
It's a great program.
Yeah.
It's great.
So, Bailey, tell us about you, and when did you join 4-H?
About second grade.
Wow.
I had a lot of fun. I started out with a small animal. I started out with rabbits, and I took some pictures to the fair, and I just started.
So you don't start out taking the animals, you just take pictures?
Well, I took pictures and animals.
Oh, okay. Oh, so, I see. Oh, photo, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
When you're young, you only bring pictures.
Monday
it's like
morning. Oh, God.
That's great. I love
Sorry.
It.
Sorry.
The K-3 program can bring any hall exhibits. They can show a small animal, but they are not yet able to show, like, pigs or beef or anything like that. Everyone, you know, in the K-3 program that comes and brings their stuff, everyone gets a participation ribbon, and it's a really neat program that gets them started, gets them to where they, you know, might figure out if they want to do this.
Yeah.
So in case there are some people who aren't familiar, what is 4-H?
Well, it's a program where you can learn and get scholarships as you get older, and
what kind of skills do you focus on in 4-H?
Well, there's
like because you raise animals. There's animal raising, but it's also other skills too. I mean,
like responsibility and
and service, things like that. And what about because you learn how to make different things? Because you didn't just bring animals to fair this year. You also did some other stuff too.
Yeah, I brought food preservation. I took some cookies that I made. And photography. And lots of other stuff.
Sewing. Yeah. She did some sewing projects and lots
girl.
Of plants. And
In
4-H, there are lots of projects you can do.
Lots
of
projects.
Within those projects, you're learning lots of skills
that
serve you well over the long haul.
Absolutely.
And even if you're not in 4-H, you can turn in some projects to open class.
Which is through the county. The county has a program also.
So if you had like a sewing project or photography or something, you can still submit.
Yeah. Yes. Food preservation and baking and also, I mean, there's
lots My mom turned in some food preservation and plants.
So as an adult, you can do that. You
as
don't have to be
adult.
Part of 4-H.
Correct.
4-H ends at high school,
4-H, yes, ends at high school, 12th grade. We had a couple of seniors are moving on to college. And
that's got to be hard.
We will definitely miss those
girls.
That's
got to be hard,
They've been, and the kids teach each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the older kids really, really help out with the skills that our kids learn. It's been an amazing program.
So some great mentoring and leadership skills.
Great mentoring and leadership skills.
So this is going to be you in a few years, Bailey, right? You're going to be mentoring. You probably already are mentoring younger kids.
She does. She's very good with the other kids.
So how did this fair go? How was it?
It was fun. It was a great experience. The weather was great. Lots of champions and
and you guys camp out there, so you were there all week.
We were there all week. It's tiring, and you get some cranky moments.
Then on Saturday, it's the day that you can stay up all night and just hang out with people.
Is that fun?
The pressure's off after the auction.
But they close early at the carnival.
Oh,
it's sad.
That seems unfair.
So you can't play. So what kind of projects did you do this year? Let's hear them. There's a list.
Whoa. Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Whoa. Are you?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Bailey's so, still a little tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a lot of work.
Tell us about your food preservation. What did you can?
I made some salsa and apple pie filling and some pickles.
Wow. Nice. And how'd you do?
I got a division champion on my salsa, champion on my pickles, and a blue on my apple pie filling.
That's... So how long have you been canning?
3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, she's entered food preservation for the last 3 years. She helps me, you know. She's been helping me longer than that. Mm-hmm. But.
So she's learned a lot of skills at home in addition to what she's learned in 4-H.
Yes.
That's and where awesome. Did you learn your canning skills?
From my grandparents. They were big on canning, so when they had vegetable gardens and they canned everything I can remember.
You know, it's so interesting. Food preservation was just a way of life. I mean, that's what we had to do at one point in time. And then it was kind of a dying art there for a while because people were like, oh, I can buy everything in the grocery store. But it's really come back so strong. I mean, people are so excited about learning more about canning. I keep looking for the master preservation class, and it's always
I really want
full.
That to,
I want to do that. Mm-hmm. There was an 8-week online series that was available, and I checked that out, and it was full. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so popular again. So I'm so excited that you are learning such wonderful things and able to carry that forward. That's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of my friends, a few of my friends, do food preservation.
Yeah.
And they did pretty good, too.
Nice.
And she has, they have lots of fun doing it.
Yeah. So. It's really satisfying.
It is. Yeah. It is satisfying that, you know, hey, I did this. I made this. And now I can eat this. And
it's really fun in the middle of winter to open up a jar of jam or salsa or something that you made and go, yeah, this is so good. And you remember, for me at least, because, you know, I grow a lot of our stuff, too, and I think you do as well. Mm-hmm. You remember growing that.
Yes.
And then canning it, and that's so satisfying.
Very much.
Last year, I made blueberry syrup.
Ooh.
And blueberry jam, was it?
You made blueberry pie filling, blueberry syrup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that was our first time with any kind of syrup, and it was...
How was that? Is that difficult?
It was
messy.
It was messy.
But did it taste good?
Yeah.
It did taste good. It was just... Yeah. It was... A learning experience. Something I'm sure we'll try again.
Yeah.
So aside from canning, what other things did you do at the fair this year?
Well, we have judging contests that we do.
Mm-hmm.
I did goat judging contests, livestock judging contests, the rabbit and cavy or guinea pig judging contests, and horticulture.
Okay.
So when you say judging contest... Does that mean you had a goat, for example, that was being judged, or?
Well, they bring out, they have, like, a few different classes, and they bring out a few goats, like 4 goats, and you have to say which one's better, and then the next one, and the next one, and then the next one.
So you're learning how to tell the differences in the animals.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
So is that in addition to the animals that you were showing?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So what makes a... What makes a goat number one? How do you know?
Not breaking into your garden and eating everything. Oh. Number one
had
goat.
That,
trainable.
Had that trouble. Yes.
Yes.
Well, I think they look at the quality, the quality of certain parts of the goat, depending on whether you're looking at a dairy goat or a meat goat, or because they have them all at the fair, different classes of goats. And so... There's many, many things that they look at.
Yeah.
Their kids all, learn. And the judges, when they're judging the kids, we've had some really good judges this year that told them, well, this is what I liked about you as a showman. This is what I liked about your goat. This is what could improve. It's very...
So some great feedback.
Great feedback.
Because it's not just you like raising the animal and having it be an awesome animal. You also have to show it in a certain way.
You have to work with them and
And it's like walking around a ring.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which has got to be hard with some animals.
If you don't work with your animals, it's not going to be easy. I did not work with my animal, but she is awesome. And she remembered last year.
Some animals are easier to work with than others.
Yeah.
Lambs are stupid.
Well, now.
We don't show lambs. So let's not say they're stupid.
They are.
Maybe a little more challenging.
They are more challenging. That's what I.
What do you show? What did you show this year?
Dairy goats, pigs, chickens, and rabbits.
Wow. How do you show a chicken? So you're not putting it in a harness and walking around, right?
No. You're standing at a table. You're showing, you're telling the judge what you know about your bird and showing parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make you walk it across the table.
Really?
With a lot of people use antennas. Or
like to poke it?
Like a retractable antenna. They take them out and you
kind of
guide your chicken across the table and get them to turn.
I'm trying to imagine doing this with my chickens.
You're going
to
go home and practice this, aren't you?
No, I'm not. They would kill me.
A lot of the younger chickens.
There was several flying birds.
I bet.
Yeah, thankfully the people around to catch them.
I can imagine.
So Bailey, one of the things you mentioned about 4-H was the opportunity to earn scholarship. So how does that work?
Well, if you do really good, you can earn awards in things you do, and which can help you get into college and stuff.
They have lots of funds that raise money for scholarships for the kids that participate. I know a couple of girls in our club received a couple of $500 scholarships. Another one received a $1,000 scholarship.
Nice. That can make a big difference.
It does.
When you're going off to college. Some of those expenses. That's so great. That's wonderful.
And the program is through the Oregon State Extension Service. So mm-hmm. our Oregon State school is one of the main schools that a lot of these kids will deal through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where I've always wanted to go. To
Oregon
college.
State?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Corvallis is beautiful. Yeah.
It is gorgeous. So is there a way our listeners can support 4-H or the scholarship program? Or?
You know, honestly, yes, I'm sure there is. I would call the Clatsop County Extension Office for more information about that, or talk to Sandra.
Sandra Coulson, she's wonderful.
She would know mm-hmm. more. We're not to that point yet, so
I haven't. Well, and I would also say for our listeners in Tillamook County, and I know the Tillamook County Fair is still coming up, starting this week, I think. It's the mm-hmm. 6th through the 9th, and so they've got their county fair, and they have a great extension program down there as well, and 4-H, and so for our listeners down there, it's going to be a similar situation as well. That, and I was asking you earlier about your chickens, what varieties of chickens you have, because I'm always looking out for good new breeds of chickens. I want to expand our flock. So what ones do you like? What would you recommend?
If you like smaller birds, I would go with bantams.
Mm-hmm.
I have an Americana bantam and an Old English bantam. Old English are game birds.
Oh, okay.
So they're good runners.
Oh, okay. That can be good and bad.
Yeah. You can also get a Cochin bantam. They're mm-hmm. really good, but they're feather-footed. Most of them are.
Oh, with the little on their legs with the feathers, they look like they're wearing flares.
Yeah, so it's
fancy chickens.
They do look fancy.
So you gotta clean their feet a lot.
Ooh. How do you clean their feet?
Baby wipes.
And they let you do this?
Yeah.
I used to have some, but then they died.
Okay. So you haven't gotten more of those?
No.
Okay, so that's not a recommendation.
They were very sweet birds.
Yeah.
Except for one pecked me in the eye.
All right.
Yeah, chickens do like to peck.
But that was completely my fault. It was on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay, this is how we learn these
lessons
things.
Learned, yes, absolutely.
Things learned at 4-H.
So we may have mentioned we do love to talk about food on this show, and we've been talking a bit about your canning projects. I'm curious, do you cook at home, or are you more into canning and preserving?
Canning.
Yeah.
She's learning to cook. She entered some chocolate chip cookies that were selected to go to state fair, so she will get to send some food to the state fair.
That's great.
So tell us a little bit about that, too. Like, so if you win an award on a county level, then what happens? It goes on to
state fair.
Yeah, they will collect it all, you know, before state fair begins, and our county extension agents will take them down to the state fair, and they will be exhibited there and judged by the state fair judges.
So when you, so like your salsa, since you did so awesome with your salsa, which is really exciting. So will that same jar will go, or like a new jar from the same batch?
New jar from the same batch will go. She made, you know, more than one, obviously. They take two cans, one to set out so that people can look at it, and another for the judges to open and taste test.
Okay.
So she's got one of those that she can take, and then another one from the batch. So
what do you think was so awesome about your salsa?
Want details.
What did you do? I want recipes. I want to know.
What did the judge tell you?
I honestly do not remember.
It's funny how in the moment those things just fade.
It was Sunday when they judged her salsa, and she did what they call interview judging, where you sit down with the judge and they taste it with you sitting there, and then they tell you about it and what they thought. And
wow.
That's got to be nerve-wracking.
It is. she always says, I don't want to do it. But she does it. She's a good sport.
The judge called me the food preservation queen of Clatsop County.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
That's great. So I want to know more about the salsa. Was it hot? Was it spicy? Was it not?
It's a mild salsa.
Did you use peppers in it?
Hot? Yeah.
Any?
A few peppers.
What kind did you use?
I don't remember that jalapeno? Either.
Jalapeno.
Yeah. Jalapeno. And tomato.
Jalapeno and tomatoes and some onion and, boy, I can't even remember either because it was September when we made them.
I'm thinking this is a secret recipe.
It could be.
From the food preservation queen.
Really? Wow, I got to start taking lessons from you.
Yeah.
I don't have a mom or a grandmother that's going to teach me how to can, so I need to go to Bailey's School of Canning and learn from you.
And you did pickles, too. What kind of pickles did you do?
Bread and butter pickles.
Oh, I love bread and butter pickles.
I thought you said they weren't bread and butter.
Yes, they were.
Oh, they were? Oh, okay.
Oh, those were bread and butter pickles.
Those are yummy.
One of my favorites.
Do you make any other pickles? Do you like pickles?
No.
No.
What?
It's her fault. She made me do it.
Mom made me do it.
She hates pickles. I love pickles.
Really?
So. Yeah.
Yeah,
when I was a baby, I used to love salsa so much. Whenever they left the room and they left salsa on the table, I would take it down, open the lid, and stick my hand in there and just start shoveling it into my mouth.
Handfuls.
Wow.
So now, but from that to division champion.
Yes.
That started at an early age.
Salsa connoisseur, yes.
That's great.
I see a future entrepreneur in our midst. You know, someday she's going to have the salsa company of Oregon. Yeah.
Yeah, could be, because there's not very much good canned salsa out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's not my dream job.
Salsa manufacturing for you.
So what is your dream job at the moment? What would you?
I would love to be a veterinarian.
Oh, that's awesome.
For large animals like goats. I love goats.
Goats are pretty cool.
Milk goats or meat goats or both?
Both.
Yeah.
But I do not market goats. It would make me cry.
Yeah. That would be hard. What about, so have you ever made cheese?
Nope.
Goat milk cheese? Do you like goat milk?
I have not tried goat milk because I give it to my pigs so they grow.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
Those are pretty lucky pigs.
What breed of pig did you raise this year?
I had a Duroc and a Hampshire. And
what's the difference between them?
A Duroc is more of a reddish color and has completely floppy ears that basically covers their eyes.
Wow.
And Hampshires have erect ears. And they're black with a white belt and the front legs.
Wow, so it's a really different looking pig. Do they get really big?
My Duroc was 266 pounds, but I do not know how much my Hamp was.
Yeah.
She was probably about 50 pounds lighter. She was born a month or month later than her Duroc. Mm-hmm. She took her Duroc to the auction at the county fair and sold it. So.
Yeah, let's hear more about the auction. I think that's such an interesting thing that, you know, people might not even be aware of. What a great opportunity to purchase locally raised, well-cared for meat.
Yeah, absolutely. They can come in and purchase this. They can, and if even if they don't want the meat, you can do what's called the buyback program, where you just pay what you know, market price was, and it still supports the kids' project, and it goes the money goes to the kids.
Yeah. And as I understand it, for a lot of kids, that's how they then fund next year's animals. So it's really important that you get a good price for your animal at fair.
Yep, that's exactly what she does. Bailey purchases her project, and then she pays for the feed and care and
half of the feed.
Well, we have two animals. So. Yes.
Yeah.
We purchase one animal, she purchases the other, and then
And that can be quite an investment.
Yes.
Too. So that auction price is really important.
Yes, definitely is. The auction this year went really well. We had one of our girls in our club got to sing the national anthem. She was having some allergy troubles,
and she
got to the high note and was having a hard time with it.
And she thought she did horrible.
She started, you know, to get emotional, and the entire crowd
started singing
with her.
Beautiful.
It was a tear-jerking moment. It was very, very
emotional. Very
moving. It was a great thing to see the community, you know, do that.
Yeah.
That's one of the wonderful things about living in a smaller community, that that kind of amazing community support shows up really quickly.
It is.
So for the auction animals, do people just show up and bid on whatever animal interests them, or have people already been kind of scoping out different animals?
I usually go out and talk to people about buying my pig.
Mm-hmm.
And
So you're learning some marketing skills.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I know the person who bought my pig did not go see.
Yeah.
They were on our list, but we hadn't made it there yet. But they'll come, and then usually the buyers will come ahead of time, and they'll wander and look at the different animals that are for sale and talk to the kids there at the fair.
Yeah.
So they do get a chance to talk to the community members there, too. But a lot of kids go out.
Is there competitive bidding?
Yes. Yeah, mostly. A lot of times there are.
That's great.
Yeah.
Last year I had a really competitive bidding. It was back and forth between two people.
Wow.
That's exciting.
That's got to be good for you.
It is.
So what's that like to raise an animal and then see it being sold at auction and knowing what might be next and comes with the territory?
She's been one that has been less emotional about it than others. There are kids that have a harder time with it than some.
Mm-hmm.
We've told her, you know, from the beginning, this is what's going to happen. And this is eventually where your animal's going to go. And, you know, if it's going to be a problem, you don't have to do this. But
yeah.
So,
I just think with picking up food in the grocery store and everything is in nice, tidy little packages and parts, you know, we've kind of lost a bit of connection about where that really comes from.
So
I think that's important to know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people teach us and they tell us we want these pigs to be better than the ones at the grocery store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Please.
Or ask it.
So
how do you raise your pig that makes it better than what's at the grocery store?
Well, like it's goat's milk.
there's one thing.
Well, the ones that you get at the grocery store, they're not actually...
they're not as cared for.
Yeah.
You know, these pigs that these kids raise have the best life that an animal could have.
Pampered pigs.
Pampered pigs.
Yeah. Well, and stress. I think stress really affects an animal. Yes, and if you're talking about quality of meat, that really affects the quality of meat in the end. And so the better cared for an animal is, I would imagine.
And what it's fed.
Exactly. What it's. I mean, because we, what the animal is eating is eventually what we're eating. And so an animal that's fed well, getting goat's milk and other yummy things, that's going to taste pretty darn good compared to an animal that's in a stressful situation and not getting just like fed some sort of meal or whatever.
Yeah, we feed a lot of grain and then the goat's milk and you know, some like lettuce and things like that, but we never feed it anything that would be...
Nothing that you wouldn't want to
Nothing that I wouldn't want to eat myself.
That's actually a really good principle to think about, you know, if you're if you'd be willing to eat the food your animal's being fed. Maybe not grain. Maybe not raw grain.
Yeah, grain. Grain probably wouldn't
taste
so good.
But at least conceptually, we would eat grain in some way.
I've heard about people letting their pigs run in their orchards and eating the fallen apples, and that that's supposed to make the meat
good
taste
meat
really
too,
good
yes.
too. I know. It makes me just want to get a pig for when I have an orchard just to try that one out. I'll come to you for advice,
there
Bailey.
You go.
How about you can coach me on raising pigs too? All right,
yeah. I'm gonna learn from you. We let my pigs in a little field that we have.
Let them run.
And they like to eat grass.
Nice.
That's another wonderful thing that adds to the deliciousness of a pampered pig.
Well, I'm just suddenly looking at the time and realizing, wow, this has been fascinating and we're almost done. And I just want to really thank you guys so much for coming in, especially on a Monday right after County Fair. Thank you so much
for doing that.
I know. I really appreciate
and
it.
And congratulations on all of your
congratulations.
Awards.
I know. I hope you do really well at State Fair. I want to mention that, the Tillamook County Fair is August 6th through 9th. So check that out if you're in the area. That should be a lot of fun too. And the Oregon State Fair is August 22nd through September 1st, and so you can go and check out Bailey's amazing things there and cheer them on. Also, Pacific County's Fair in Washington is coming up August 20th through the 23rd. So if you're over on that side of the river, go check that out too. That should be a lot of fun. County fairs and state fairs are wonderful.